AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Supreme Court is considering President Trump's tariffs in a trillion-dollar challenge of his executive use of emergency powers. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Conservative justices on the Supreme Court sound skeptical of the legality of President Trump's sweeping unilateral tariffs in two cases where small businesses are challenging executive caveat. The plaintiffs say the president should not be using EPA, a 1977 emergency powers law, to regulate imports and that the uncertainty is driving them to the brink of bankruptcy. The second case questions whether the statute unconstitutionally delegates authority from Congress to the president. The government argues that tariffs can be imposed in emergency situations and fall under foreign affairs. Plaintiff's attorney, Neil Katyal.
Look at their emergency statutes. Not one has ever given the president a taxation power or a tariff power. We've had all sorts of emergencies for 238 years. No president has ever said, oh, the way to deal with that is I need to have a tariff authority.
Trump has said a ruling against him would be catastrophic for the economy. A decision is not expected for weeks or months. Jennifer King, Washington.
Travelers passing through some of the busiest U.S. airports can expect to find out today whether they'll see fewer flights as the government shutdown enters its second month. The Federal Aviation Administration plans to announce the 40 high-volume markets, where it's reducing flights by 10% before the cuts go into effect Friday. In Israel, authorities have confirmed that the remains of a hostage returned from Gaza are of a Tanzanian agricultural student who was killed on October 7, 2023, in the Hamas-led attack that started the war. Meanwhile, Israel has returned over 285 bodies of Palestinians back to Gaza, according to the International Committee of the Red Cross. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a deadly storm that's heading towards Vietnam.
After battering the Philippines, deadly Typhoon Kalmegi is moving towards Vietnam. A beach was littered with debris after the deadly typhoon battered the central Philippines, causing severe flooding. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared a state of emergency after Typhoon Kalmegi left at least 114 people dead and more than 100 missing in central provinces. The typhoon's onslaught displaced more than 560,000 villages, including nearly 450,000 who were evacuated to emergency shelters. On Thursday, authorities in Vietnam, meanwhile, braced as Kalmegi approached. Vietnam's aviation authority issued a storm alert. Several airlines cancelled local flights as the typhoon moved closer to landfall. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.